how to increase desired and decrease undesired behavior using differential reinforcement of alternative behavior. Joey is the second child of Laura and Jesse Lambert. He is 5 years younger than his older sister, Haley. Haley was happily going to kindergarten when Joey came along, and she doted on him as she would one of her beloved baby dolls. Laura and Jesse showered a lot of attention on Joey as well, and because Laura was able to stay home with him for several years, he got lots of undivided attention from his mom. Now enter baby number 3. Baby Hannah was born on Joey's 3rd birthday. What a wonderful birthday present! When Mom first arrived home with the new little one, all was well. Laura made sure to bring home presents for Haley and Joey so they wouldn't feel left out, since the baby would naturally require some intensive attention at first. Haley was used to helping Mom with new babies, so she relished bringing Mom diapers or a change of clothes for the baby whenever things were needed, and she smiled broadly when Mom told her what a great helper she was. Joey wasn't sure he liked this new sister. Mom and Dad held her a lot, and when they weren't holding her, they were talking about her or taking pictures of her. This was really cutting into his parent time. When he asked his mom if she could play with him, she would tell him that she first had to get Hannah down for a nap, and then, if she had time, she would play a game with him. But usually that time never came about. One day, this same scenario played out, and Joey was so upset he began screaming at the top of his lungs and swiped everything off the coffee table in the living room. Mom immediately dropped everything she was doing and ran to Joey to get him under control. When he asks nicely, Mom doesn't play with him. But when he screams and swipes everything off the table, she comes running. This could prove helpful to Joey. Okay, what has happened? Joey doesn't get what he wants, Mom's attention, when he asks nicely. But he gets Mom's undivided attention when he screams and swipes things off the table. Mom is rewarding the unwanted behavior with the very thing Joey wants, that is, Mom's attention. She has done away with his behavior of nicely asking for her to play with him when she does not find time to play with him. So the desired behavior of asking nicely has been placed on extinction, which is the withholding of the desired reinforcer. But the undesired behavior has been reinforced with immediate attention. How can we turn this around? We need to bring in differential reinforcement of alternative behavior. This is a procedure that incorporates reinforcement for a desired alternative behavior while placing the undesired behavior on extinction, that is, withholding the usual reinforcer. When Joey asks his mom to play with him, she will need to put aside what she's doing and play with him for a period of time, thus rewarding requesting nicely. I know that parents cannot always stop what they are doing at that moment, but to the extent possible, they need to carve out some time as close to the request as possible. This doesn't mean that hours must be set aside, but reasonable lengths of time should be made available to reinforce the appropriate requesting behavior. Now, we have a plan for reinforcing appropriate requesting, but we must also do away with the screaming and swiping behavior that is currently being used pretty effectively. Withholding the usual reinforcer, in this case attention, when a child is behaving in a disruptive manner, isn't always easy. If the baby is asleep when the screaming begins, this can be detrimental to the baby's health and schedule, as well as well-being. Extinction, in Joey's case, will require that Mom not pay attention to the screaming and swiping behavior. Mom will have to maintain her cool, as if she is completely unruffled by this behavior. She should not even allow Joey to see her look in his direction. However, she must covertly monitor him to make sure he does not hurt himself or anything around him. Typically, this unruffled behavior on Mom's part might result in Joey coming a little closer to her to scream a little louder. That is when Mom should get up and attend to something in her daily routine, looking completely serene. But the moment Joey approaches her quietly, Mom should say, "I like how you're acting. Would you like to play a game?" This response is to reinforce the return to desired behavior, lack of screaming. What happens if Mom must intervene when the unwanted behavior is occurring? If there is an escalation in the unwanted behavior, Mom should quietly, without looking Joey in the eyes, take his hand and escort him to his room. If the room is safe and there is nothing he could get hurt on, she can shut the door. As she is leaving the room, she should tell him that when he is quiet for 3 minutes, he can rejoin her in the kitchen. This way, she is giving him as little attention as possible while preventing danger to Joey, his siblings, and his surroundings. Note, always make sure the child and his siblings are safe via constant monitoring. Differential reinforcement of alternative behavior is an excellent approach to increasing a desired alternative behavior and extinguishing an undesired behavior. Parents must remember to reinforce every expression of the desired behavior. In Joey's case, attention can be given when he asks Mom to play. But these play periods can be brief, 5 to 10 minutes, as long as each request is reinforced. The extinction portion of differential reinforcement of alternative behavior requires that no incidents of the undesired behavior be reinforced. In this case, screaming and swiping would not be attended to, except when necessary and with as little attention as possible. Before long, the desired behavior will be occurring reliably, and the undesired behavior will disappear. In the case of the young child who is getting used to sharing his parents' attention, it is helpful if the parent gives frequent, brief bursts of attention throughout the day. This is a motivating operation that satiates the child on attention, making it less important to him, and thus reduces the behavior used to gain attention, screaming and swiping. Think of satiation in terms of how desirable dessert is when you've just eaten a huge meal out. If you are full, satiated, that dessert is going to be less important to you. The same is true of attention. If the child is getting lots of short bursts of attention during the day, attention will be less important to him. Satiating a child or adult on attention doesn't have to be a time-consuming process. Looking up and offering praise for something the child is doing, patting him on the shoulder as you walk by on your way to do laundry, asking if he'd like to help make lunch, or just giving him a smile and a thumbs up for playing quietly by himself for a few minutes are often all that is needed to provide the desired attention. We've all heard the old adage, "The squeaky wheel gets greased." Unfortunately, the adage is often true. Parents are so busy that when the child is behaving well, they do nothing to reinforce that, often because they are so overwhelmed with daily duties that they are thankful for the respite. But if we want the desired behaviors to continue, we must reward children for those behaviors. Thank you for listening today. If you have questions or you have a topic that you'd like me to discuss, please email me at harla@understandingyourchildsbehavior.com. I always maintain my listeners' confidentiality. And if you have a moment, please check out my website at understandingyourchildsbehavior.com. I look forward to hearing from you.